responsible. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. That's what the Shelby County, Tennessee district attorney is saying about the five former Memphis police officers now charged in the death of Tyree Nichols, who got into a confrontation with officers during a traffic stop.
As of now, those five former Memphis police officers have all faced now multiple charges, including second-degree murder. So they could end up to 60 years in jail. And 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, he was beaten savagely on that videotape, and the head of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says it's simply difficult for professionals even to watch this tape.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Memphis. Body cam footage of the incident is expected to be released tomorrow evening. President Biden has asked those planning to protest to do so peacefully. A Jamaican cleric accused of recruiting support for ISIS has been convicted of state terrorism charges. Abdullah Faisal, who was convicted on counts including soliciting or providing support for an act of terrorism, is due to be sentenced in New York next month. An Islamic extremist who prosecutors say killed eight people when he drove a truck onto a New York City bike path in 2017 has been convicted of federal charges.
Saifullah Saipov was determined to be guilty on 28 counts that included murder and supporting a terror group. It was on Halloween 6 years ago that Saipov drove a rental truck down a bike path, hitting people before crashing into a school bus with kids inside. Saipov's defense never disputed his actions, calling it senseless and horrific. Saipov did not take the stand in his own defense.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. An FDA advisory panel is back to plan to make COVID vaccinations more like a yearly flu shot. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new report shows conflicting stories from the set of Rust, the Alec Baldwin film where a cinematographer was shot to death.
Dave Halls, the assistant director on the set of Rust, who pleaded guilty in the accidental fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, is providing conflicting testimony on what went down that day on set. In a report published in Variety, Hall said he did not hand the gun to Alec Baldwin on that day and yell, "Cold gun." He said it was armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed. However, Reed and her lawyer say that's not true, and she was not in the room when the shooting occurred.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The Colorado baker who won a partial U.S. Supreme Court victory after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake because of his Christian faith has lost an appeal in his latest legal fight involving his rejection of a request for a birthday cake celebrating a gender transition. The Colorado Court of Appeals ruled that the cake requested from Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop is not a form of speech. An undefeated tennis player banned from playing at Wimbledon last year will now be able to play in the Australian Open.
6 months since Yelena Rybakina won her first Grand Slam singles title at Wimbledon, she will play for a second major championship in the final at the Australian Open against a player who was not allowed to compete at Wimbledon last year because of where she was born. The All England Club barred players from Russia and Belarus because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Belarus's support. Now, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka will compete in her first Grand Slam final. Sabalenka defeated Magda Linette in straight sets after Yelena Rybakina took out two-time Aussie Open champ Victoria Azarenka. Sabalenka hasn't lost a set this year, 10-0 in matches and 3-0 head-to-head against Rybakina.
Fox's Jared Max. The final will be played early Saturday morning. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.